life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tattooed of gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it,
everybody, welcome to another great episode of this fucking show. Today, have we got stuff for you. We've got some real gross stuff about beating off. We've got some sexy stuff about beating off. And probably some other things that aren't related to beating off. So enjoy. Welcome to another show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank you so fucking much. What a waste of your next hour, huh? I don't know who tricked you into this, but wow, that went just all the way away, didn't it? I'm not sure what happened there. All fucked up. And then the phone just goes, this is going terribly. This is probably the worst show. I would say tune into something else. I don't know, what's on the radio right now? Jenny's on a vacation far away. Something like that. Just tune into that. You'll be fine. Or just drink. That's what I do. And then the show just flies by. It's amazing if you're just drinking for an entire hour as fast as you can while still talking, how fast that hour will just fly by. Oh, welcome. We have some topics today. About beating off, amongst other things. I did go. Any of you been to a bank before? That's like my stand-up comedy intro to this topic. Hey, have any of you been to the bank before? And then there's one shithead who says no, and then I say, all right, go fuck yourself. Just trying to come up here and entertain you, and you have to shit all over my point. We all know you've been to the bank. We've all been to the bank, right? Does anyone like the bank? That's probably a better question. Yeah, I feel like old men maybe enjoy the bank. And I think they like it because, you know, there's professionally dressed women there who have to pretend that they are nice to you. There aren't a lot of those, you know. This is why old men like the bank. This is why they like diners. And this is why they hate everything else. Because the bank and diners are where young women have to be nice to you. And everything else is not that. So they hate it. I'm looking at a thing right now that's called the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. Last longer in bed. It's got a girl's butt. This is a distracting topic. I need to minimize a window. So I went to the bank. Here's why. There are two reasons that I ever go to the bank. One is just because I have no choice. The other is to just get rolls a quarter to do laundry, because I'm a piece of shit. My 30th birthday, I'll still be doing quarter laundry. You know, one of the things I've always thought, because my standards are so low for making it, you know, when you're a little kid, you think, I'm going to have a water slide in my house. Basically, the house from Blank Check, they must have built that house. I will buy that house. Then I'll have made it. Then you age and you start thinking, well, just a really big house and a Ferrari or whatever, you know, a Ferrari Testarossa. I don't know much about cars. This is not a car show. Then you start thinking, okay, just the normal existence would be good. And then you think, well, it'd be nice to not be 50 and still having to get quarters to do my laundry. That would be, you know, I guess when I go get quarters at the bank, they do say, oh, is this for laundry? First of all, none of your fucking business, lady. What do you think this is? We're friends now because I'm getting quarters? And you're also getting quarters? Yeah, I'm above you. I shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You shouldn't even recognize what I'm doing. Because it should be so foreign to your dumb brain. You work at a bank. You're basically a robot calculator with flesh. And crazy outfits. I don't know where bank workers buy these clothes. They're like the clothes Hillary Clinton would wear, but more colorful. Where do you even purchase these sorts of items? I do not know. Any tips on that show? You can always call in if you have tips. 1-800-FUCK-ME. I'm Helpful Snowman. Go fuck yourself. You know, no one told me how to dial Australia yet, by the way. Still a complete mystery. I tried to ask someone at work because her husband is from Australia. And so I said, I have a question. How do you dial Australia? And she said, oh, it's really easy. All you got to do is dial the country code. And I said, all right. It was like 1411. And I say, okay. And then she's like, then you have to dial the United States country code. So, you know, you dial 14-111-800-2580. And then the number with the area code. Now, it's not possible from a cell phone because a cell phone doesn't recognize it because Australia has too many. And, you know, by the end of this, I'm like, okay, so it's just not possible, right? You just have to, I don't know. How do I dial this number from America? Do you just have to buy an Australian cell phone and pretend? Oi, connect me to Australia! There's no, I don't think it's possible. I don't think people who are from Australia ever call home. You know, and they have a good excuse, that's for sure. So anyway, I'll go to the bank to get quarters. Because here are my other outlets for quarters. I'll go to the car wash and just get quarters. You know, that's always fun. And then drive away in my terrible-looking car. I don't know, I always have a fear that someone is going to be working at the car wash. There's that sort of building in the middle. I think some guy's going to come out and be like, hey, you know, take our quarters and I'll wash your car. You know, this is the biggest scheme we've ever come up with. That you pay basically for water pressurization. How are we going to get, you know, you pay for suction and then shooting out of water. The two types of pressure in and out. That's what you pay for at the car wash. The vacuum and the spray. You know, and when you get to have an old enough car, here's how you know you don't need to wash your car. When washing your car becomes a choice because you're like, well, it gets the dirt off, but also the trim around the windows starts tearing away in chunks. Oh, well, maybe it's time for me to stop washing the car because I think I'd rather have trim than a clean car. You know, I think I treat my car too like I treat my body. Clean on the inside, wholesome, piece of shit on the outside. Not dressed for success. The reason I think that, one of my other sources for quarters was always the laundromat, which after I had an incident where a woman caught me just getting quarters there and was very upset about it, to which I said, go fuck yourself, you know? Because what, you know, maybe I would use your laundromat if it wasn't a laundromat slash daycare. And you don't need the little carts for kids to just push around. Those tall baskets that they put huge metal poles on because, hey, here's a piece of advice. If you're building a store and you need to put a huge pole on the shopping cart so that it can't leave the area, don't build your store in that area. Don't build your laundromat. If people are actually going to wheel the laundry baskets out of your place and to their homes, then fuck them. Why do you care if their clothes are clean? Fuck those fuckers. If they need a basket that bad, if they just need a homeless basket, how much laundry could they be doing? You know, I would love it if the homeless, you know what I'm going to start doing? You know, they say like, oh, I don't give homeless people money because then they just buy drugs. They should sell gift cards to the laundromat and give those to homeless people because that would really, I would feel a benefit from that. I'd say, all right, well, they don't smell as bad. That's something. They have somewhere to sit around in the winter. That's good. And I don't know. I don't know what a bum wears because, you know, we all wear our worst outfit at the laundromat when we go there. Normal people, homed people. So I can't even imagine what a fucking homeless guy wears. Probably tuxedo. Probably some piece of shit tuxedo. Yeah, if you were homeless, you should just dumpster dive the tuxedo store right after prom. you know, mind a little vomit. It's probably mostly just, you know, Boone's Farm wine anyway. It's like your normal vomit that you vomit on yourself. So anyway, can't go to the laundromat. Sometimes I will go to the Barcade in Denver. Here's the problem with the Barcade. I'll say, you know what I'm going to do while I'm down here? Fuck it. I'm going to take $20, get 20 in quarters. I'll play a couple rounds of Robotron. Then I'll have all this money to do my laundry when I get home. What a smart man. Cut to, you know, 3 hours later. I've spent $70 on alcoholic drinks. I'm vomiting on someone's gutter outside of their house. All my quarters have spilled out of my pockets into where someone keeps their spare tire. This is the life I've built for myself. So that's not a good option either. So I'm left with going to the bank once in a while and saying, I just need 2 rolls of quarters. And they go, oh, you doing laundry? And I say, yeah. Yeah, I am. Why? What else do you want to know about me? And then here's the thing. Every time I go, they say, are you aware that your savings has closed? This is a very mean thing to say to somebody, right? Are you aware your savings has closed? Yes. Am I aware that I don't have very much money? Are you aware that your money crept dangerously low in the last year and therefore you had to cannibalize your own savings in order to survive? Yeah, I am. Actually, I am aware of that situation. Believe it or not, after looking at my finances here, you know, you looking at them for 2 seconds and this is the hell of my life. Yeah, I am actually aware that that's what's going on, if you could believe it. So every time I go to the bank, they ask me this. I also get a phone call from the bank probably once every 3 weeks along the lines of, hey there, we noticed that you have a pretty healthy balance. Now let me just reassure everybody, that must be anything over $300. You know, it's not like I have $10,000 in the bank and they're like, Jesus, this is just in checking. So they'll call and they'll say, we noticed that you have a hefty balance. That's in huge quote marks. I mean, they must go, we noticed that you have a hefty balance, and then cover up the receiver while they laugh their asses off. Then she comes back on and says, we just thought maybe you'd want to open one of our, you know, 0% APR, no financing down, money-free account that's amazing interest, high interest, get in on the boat accounts. I don't know what those are. I don't know what the point of them is. No one has ever really explained to me the value of opening a savings account other than, oh, you get a lot of interest. And I said, oh, really? Like what, 1% interest? Spend $1,000, I would make $10 over the year. I could have made that money doing basically anything, working at Arby's for 1 hour. I could have signed up to work at Arby's, filled out the job interview, worked there for 1 day, quit, and made more money than I would by having a savings account. Go fuck yourself. Everyone thinks they're so smart with money. It's stupid as hell. Just get a job at Arby's. I mean, that's like my advice on everything. How can I save more money? Well, just make more money at Arby's. Whatever. No one's going to Arby's. You won't have to do shit. I'm sure those sandwiches just get put in a microwave. And they just wait. They wait a long time. That's their secret to making you think it's fresh hot beef, because they say, all right, we got a guy in the drive-thru. So in about 4 minutes, stick that in the microwave for 2 seconds, because we have some crazy Avengers microwave that doesn't even make sense. It's not even from our time. It landed in a cornfield in Kansas. We strapped it into Arby's. Now you use it to heat up beefs. So here's what I decided. Having had enough of this sort of thing, I said, you know what I should do while I'm here doing these quarters? I should just open the fucking savings account, just say, look, just like deduct $10 from my regular account every month, keep the savings alive, and then I don't have to take the phone calls. I figure I don't lose any money, I don't have to take these phone calls, and no one's going to fucking ask me every time if I need a savings account. I'll be like, I've got one. Look how good I'm doing. I've got $40 in there. You know. Again, by the way, I'm getting quarters to do laundry. Fuck yourself and your savings account. How much do you think I have to save? Oh, yeah, you know what? I was going to put it in a CD, but maybe I'll just save it instead. I was going to invest. You know, I have a firm that I use with my $80 that I have at the end of every year. My fun money, I call it. I use my fun money to make investments in small projects. Yeah, if I did that, I would be rich. I would just have a savings account. I wouldn't even need a checking account. You know, because I would just carry around $1,000. So I say, all right, can we reopen that account? And she says, sure. And I say, all right, let's just do that. What's the minimum amount? And she says, $100. And I said, all right, let's put that in there. And then just, you know, she's like, and then if you auto deduct every month, there's no fee. And I said, great. So let's throw, what's the minimum? And she said, $10. And I said, great. $100, $10 a month. I will have like $200 at the end of this year, a year from now. You know, assuming that I don't have any sort of financial problem between now and then. So, yeah, so 6 months from now, I'll have $160 that I'll pull out to use to fix my car. So anyway, I say, great, let's do that. And she says, okay, I'm just going to call Michaela. And I'd say, who's Michaela? And she says, oh, she's like, you know, a banker. Now, apparently the people who work at the desk are not actual bankers. They are just ATMs with arms and faces and crazy clothes and makeup and no accent and varying degrees of attractiveness and occasionally male, rarely, but occasionally male. They apparently do not have the power to punch in a thing and say, open savings account, put $100, done. So now I have to go into one of these little offices and talk to someone. Which if I'd known that, I would have said, okay, fuck it. So Michaela comes out. She's a banker, man. She's wearing some kind of beige getup, makeuped up. I don't know, it's like, it looks almost sometimes like people who work at banks, they could rotate five or six places. It's like, all right, today you're working at the bank. Tomorrow you're selling perfume at the Macy's place. The next day you're going to need to wear a smock and you're going to be a hairstylist lady who does hair for, you know, weddings and proms and all this. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go get my hair done by so-and-so. She's amazing. And I'm like, how would you know? Have you been married before? How many weddings have you gone to this lady for your fucking hair? And yeah, I should hope so. If I'm doing hair 8 hours a day, I would think you'd be pretty good at it by now. How long does it take to get good at haircuts? Oh, you want yours short with bangs? Well, I don't know. Has your haircut person ever said that? Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Or do they say, right on, and then just fuck it up and do whatever they want? You know? Anyway, so we go back in her office, and she's like, so how's it going today? And already I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, great. That's what I said. I said, great. And it's not going great. That's why I have a... My other window right now is the best way to masturbate, 15 techniques every man should know. And I'm going to talk about that in a microphone. How fucking good do you think my life is? Or I could just answer, great, which is what I said. Great. It is great. You know, thinking about how... If I could just handle not being drunk in a barcade instead of not doing my laundry, this wouldn't be happening to me. You know, I've done this to myself. So she's talking, you know, oh, yeah, how are, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a fucking librarian. Standard answer, that's really cool. And I say, yeah, it's pretty great. What are you going to say? Oh, you're a librarian? That's pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, it's like working in an office, except books instead of hamburgers. I don't know. You know. Every office has their product. Ours happens to be this. But, yeah, as you can see from my bank account, it's the intrinsic value that I get from it that really swoons me. That's what keeps me going. So then she starts typing this stuff in her computer. Now, going to the bank... I don't know if anyone's done this lately, but it's a lot like going to the phone store where you say, all right, I can express exactly what I want. It's something I've had, before many times. It's something that they do every day. This shouldn't take more than 2 minutes, right? How long could this possibly take? You know, and if you ever tried to get a new bank card, you know. Weeks, hours, days. I mean, Jesus Christ, I give someone a new library card, it takes me 4 minutes, max. And that's if I've never seen this person before and they don't have the proper ID. So I say, oh, okay, and she's typing all this shit in a computer, going crazy. And she starts telling me, you know, oh yeah, well, I transferred here from another branch because I live up in Winter Park. You know, and for non-locals, it's probably 3 hours away from here, maybe four. The traffic on the road you would take is horrible. You can be stuck in standstill traffic for an hour each way. So her telling me she lives in Winter Park makes me immediately say, okay, well, she's fucking insane. Who the fuck is driving down here 3 hours? You're driving almost as many hours a day as you're working. You know, but then she says, I transferred from another branch, and I say, oh, thank God. She's got some sense. This is a new change. And I say, which branch did you transfer from? She says, the one on 10th Street. Oh, the one two blocks from here. I see. Okay. Well, yeah, that was a good decision. I, you know, transferring from here has really increased your commute by 90 seconds. What the fuck are you? The person who's driving in an age when gas costs $8 an ounce, and she's telling me how to manage my finances. This is going well. You know what I mean? What an idiot. She gives me a booklet to manage my transfers, which I said, doesn't it just automatically go $10 a month? And she says, yeah. And I say, all right, probably don't need this booklet, do I? And she says, well, there's information in there you might need, like the number of the account. And I'm just like, how about you just keep track of that? You know, you're the bank. You are the bank. She also told me she's a physics major, which makes sense. I mean, why would she have anything to do with finance? Anyone who knew anything about finance wouldn't drive 6 hours a day in the year 2013, no matter what. She really likes snowboarding, too. If anyone is just wondering about what her life is like I apparently was, something in my eyes must have been saying, man, please tell me everything. What are your likes, your dislikes? Who would you blow? Who do you know? You know? None of that shit is going through my mind. All I'm thinking is, can I please leave? Do you want a receipt? No, I just want to leave. I trust you to transfer this money from one account to another. I don't think this is going to be hard for you. This should not be the challenge of a lifetime. This should be the challenge of a minute time. This should be what you always do. So anyway, finally, this fucking idiot gets this all done, and she's like, oh, it was so great to meet you. And I'm like, yeah, it was amazing. It was life-changing. You know, not since I saw Ghostbusters for the first time have I felt so enriched by meeting a person or group of people. Good God. So then I leave the bank pissed, but at least thinking, well, fuck, at least I'm an adult. You know, I'm saving money. That's good. I met an idiot. That's always nice. And then that night I get a voicemail. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, Christ, you know, it comes up as the bank, and I'm like, Jesus, what's going, you know, something's gone wrong. Something's wrong. Oh, God. So let me play this voicemail for you to show you how worth it was.
Hi, Peter. This is Michaela calling with the Center Place Wells Fargo. I'm just actually following up to give an extra thanks for your business today. We definitely appreciate it. And I wanted to let you know, if you have any questions, feel free to call me back at 970-51.
Okay, so that's her baby voice. Bank lady calling to let me know how much she appreciated my business and if there's anything I need to let her. I will let you know. How about this, idiot? Be open on fucking Sunday. Okay? When did we all decide, oh, banks aren't open on Sunday? That seems reasonable. That's one of the 2 days I could easily get to the bank. Why would they be open? Okay? You know, maybe if you were open on Sunday, I wouldn't have to be drunk in a barcade blowing all my laundry money on Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Have you ever thought of that? Perhaps burger time could take a rest and laundry time could be my new game, where I have one life And hopefully I don't lose it doing laundry in my tiny, shitty apartment because I'm attacked by a poisonous centipede. That's a pretty enticing, thrilling game if you've never experienced it. So anyway, fuck the bank, fuck everything. I'm upset and sad, and that's this segment. All right. See how professional we've gotten? It's like a real show, you know, where we move into segments. The beer's going down like water, so I gotta get some more. So I'll get you one, too. I'll be right back, though. Enjoy Katrina and the Waves. Song. So, real quick. Well, no, I'm not going to do that yet for legal reasons. We'll get to that later. Just remind me. Moving on. Some of you might remember that in our last show, I talked about how, you know, I've been seeing this therapy man, and he told me that, you know, when I told, he said, how long has it been since you've been on a date? And I said, shit, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months, something like that, 6 months coming up. I don't know. Let me do the math. Yeah, 5 or 6, maybe ish. And he says, that's a really long time. You know, and I'm thinking, go fuck yourself. That's a long time. Show you a long time. I'm going to make this next hour real long for us both. Real uncomfortable. You know, let's start talking about pornography. We'll see how long that hour feels, my friend. But anyway. You know, it's been a while since I've dated, right? And as they say, a man has needs. And I was thinking, I was wondering, okay, I've been meeting those needs by jacking my dick off since I was a very young man. However, I've never actually looked into, what if there's something out there? Something more fulfilling. As in better, masturbatorially. You know what I mean? I've never really looked into these other options. You know, at one point I tried some special lubricant. However, this was left over from a past relationship, and I was actually going to throw it. I didn't even know I had it, and then I came upon it and said, oh, God, well, here's another thing to throw away, you know, like I threw away love. And then I thought, oh, wait, maybe I'll just use it to jack off. Because I was thinking about, first thought is, well, I'll hang on to that, you never know. And then I thought, I mean, if I find somebody new, I could probably spend $7 on lube, right? A new lube. I think that would be an acceptable expenditure if and I decided that was an idea for me. Then I thought maybe I'll keep it for jacking off. And then you think about and you're like, well, this is really sad. I mean, again, even if you're just going to jack off, you should probably buy new lube. You cannot use, maybe if you used it for jacking off, then with somebody, then went back to jacking off, that'd be okay. But if you bought it just for a partner and used it with a partner, and then you want to switch to just jacking off with it, it does not work. Feelings. You know, there are feelings that arise that are not conducive to the masturbatory, right? I mean, because you don't want to be thinking about like, ah, remember when I was happy and in love and now I'm just, you know, flogging my own penis at speed so that I can go to sleep at night despite having the loudest fucking neighbor shitheads in the world upstairs. God, I hate these motherfuckers and I hope they burn. Anyway, so I started thinking maybe there's something else though. Maybe there's something here that will really enhance the experience. So after a little Googling, I came upon this page and then said, Pete, I'm no longer going to read this. I just want to experience it live for our studio audience. So this is an article called The Best Way to Masturbate, 15 Techniques Every Man Should Know. Now, don't get upset. I also pulled up a lady thing just so we could compare and contrast the kind of advice that men and women get. Now, this has part A, B, and C. Part A is masturbation techniques for maximum pleasure. This is, you can tell I'm a smart radio man because I do the reading part after I've been drinking. So I think I'll just read aloud while I've been drinking. And then I say, masturbation technique for back to you. Part B, fake vaginas and other accessories to make masturbation more realistic. You know, that'll be good. I can weep emotionally. That's going to be good. Part C, techniques to learn to control ejaculation during sex and have more intense orgasms while masturbating. So here we go. Part A. By the way, my mom has never listened to this show. This is the one I'm going to send her. The basics. Madame Palm and her five lovely daughters. Ha 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 ha. Most guys will learn pretty early on that their hand is a capable friend with benefits. Jesus. What kind of fucking comedians write this stuff? If I was writing this, it would say, basically from the age of 15, you have, if cum couldn't be washed off, every guy would have essentially a plaster cast over his hand and forearm. This is life. It is effective, but very basic. Yet many guys still get stuck thinking the only and best way to masturbate is as follows. Switch on porn, grip penis gently but firmly in the strongest hand, move up and down repeatedly at lightning speed, ejaculate into a tissue or condom. Who's ejaculating into a condom? What? I don't know if you've paid attention, but a condom, I think the price per unit is something like $3. I'm not fucking around. They are expensive as hell. If I found out, if I bought condoms and then jacked off into them, I would be so mad at myself. If I bought my son, let's say I had a son, and he was like 14, and I thought, well, fuck it, he should have condoms, and I just want to scar him by talking to him about condoms. And then I found out he was jacking off into the condoms, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Now, I'm not going to lie, a young Pete may have done that once. But it was actually more about, I thought, I want to put a condom on at some point because, fuck it. I don't want, you know, I'm going to be with some girl, hopefully in the near future. Apparently near future meant like 6.5 years from the moment this happened or so. Not that I've done the math. And I want the time with the girl to not be my first time touching a condom, right? Which makes sense. I think that's smart thinking. Maybe if you could buy bulk shitty condoms and say, feel free to practice. Now, I don't think it would be a bad idea for guys to jack off with a condom on, and here's why. A lot of people I know don't like having sex with the condom, and here's why. They'll say they don't feel anything, but here's the truth. ladies out there, don't be fooled. The truth is, sometimes it's hard to stay hard in the interim between, ooh, something's happening, okay, we're going to have sex, let's slam on the brakes while I put on this condom. Sometimes it's hard to stay hard in that interim. That is why people don't like the condom, okay? So, it would make sense to jack off with a condom on. Or just never wear a condom again. So anyway, but that was a one-time situation, and I was dumb and young. And I was crazy. I wouldn't make a regular habit anyway. So this is indeed one of the most satisfying masturbation techniques known to mankind. All right. The speed and pressure you can apply brings about a satisfying orgasm, but you can add much more variety, as you'll see in the next few steps. Okay, here we go. This is what I've always wanted, a sensei, a masturbatory sensei. Two. Okay, so one was just, one. The first of 15 was just letting me know that I'm already doing it and that's wrong. I don't know if I count that, but fine. Don't forget Madame Palm's twin sister. Five ways to masturbate using your other hand. Even in this basic realm of masturbation techniques, using just your palm, your other hand can play a part. Here are five techniques using your other hand. A. Yeah, I don't like that they have five techniques and then they go A, B, C, D, E. They keep talking about five. They say five techniques eight times and then they go A, B, C, D, E. What a bunch of idiots. A. Try just using your other hand for a different experience. Try fucking yourself. How about that? It's like saying, oh, I'm bored in school. I'll just start writing all my notes with my left hand. It's not going to make you less bored. It's going to make you write with your left hand. That's it. That's all, you know? Realize how shitty your other hand is, and then you think, God, I hope my hand doesn't get cut off. And then you think, I mean, fuck it, probably learn. Everyone says that, oh, it'd be so hard to learn to use your left hand. That's probably the least bad part about getting your hand cut off. Well, what about having a stump? You know, you got this dumb fucking stump all the time, and it's like, oh, it's hard to use my other hand. Also, I wish I didn't look like a circus animal. B, try sitting or lying on the other hand for a while, and then swapping. The body pressure will have numbed it a little, so it feels even more different. Some say it's as if someone else is doing it for you. Well, it's not really, but it's still fun. Yeah, somebody, I don't know where this caught on. I think I remember hearing about it maybe in like Gone in 60 Seconds, something like that, or Fast and the Furious. And, you know, the one guy who's supposed to be a real sexual deviant is like, oh, some, I call it the stranger. It's called the stranger. I mean, I don't find it comfortable to have my hand fall asleep. You know what I mean? When your foot's asleep and you have to do something. That's not a good feel. If pins and needles is what they call it. What is pins and needles used to describe besides discomfort? That is not a good feeling. Oh, I've got pins and needles. I'm waiting on pins and needles. I'm being stabbed horribly and losing a lot of blood here. I think that's a really dumb idea. So far I've got nothing. C. Try using both hands at the same time. If you can put them one next to the other on your shaft, then lucky for you and any girl you meet. But if not, you can try placing the penis in between both palms pressed together. All right, I'm trying to imagine. So like a prayer? I guess you do your hands like a prayer and then jack off that way? I don't know, man. I mean, these are, it's different. I'll give you that. Imagining it, thinking about it. I don't know. It's more like I'm churning butter. If it's a two-hand thing, it's a real task. You know, I don't know. That goes in the maybe pile. That's a maybe. D. God, who is listening to this fucking show? Let me just take a second. What sick motherfucker is listening to me talk about different ways I might try to jack off later? I pulled this up. I was like, this will make a great radio show. Then I just turn this stuff on and start talking, and I get drunk, and then I start thinking, my God, what kind of world do we live in where fucking people are like, you know, listen to how this guy might jack off. This is pretty interesting. This is an interesting topic. I mean, there are, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, tomorrow we'll talk about politics, our next show. Really get into the issues. I'll see what Rachel Maddow is up to. I bet she talks about two-handed masturbation all the time. D. You can use one hand to move up and down the shaft while the other plays with the head of your penis. That's too hard for me. Haha, that's too difficult a task. That's like one of those scratch your head, rub your belly things. I'd be too uptight in the task in order to get the task done. You know, I don't think I could ever ejaculate while I was doing that. Okay, I'm gonna rub with this hand. Then maybe if I just stood next to the wall and rubbed on the wall while using the one. I don't know. That seems weird, though. It all seems weird, doesn't it? Ringing is a great double-handed battle wank. Ringing the water out of a cloth by squeezing your hands in opposite directions. Do the same, but gently with your It sounds very painful. Does someone who has a penis, have they written this, or are they just, like, coming up with crazy things? I'm trying to imagine putting my hands on my penis, one on top of the other, and twisting. Twisting is not a good sex motion, I don't think. This is why the twist is a dance and not a way we fuck. No one says, like, oh, man, she was twisting all over. You know, I wouldn't want... Imagine this, if you will. You have a lady... She gets all spread out on like a sex swing that is spinning in circles and it's lowered onto your penis. I don't think that would feel good. And it would be weird. And then she would be nauseated, spraying vomit in a circular pattern around the room. And then you'd say, well, I don't think that was a successful experiment. I'm going to have to say no to the spinning sex. I'm going no with that. Feel free to turn 180 degrees when you're on the top, ladies. But beyond that, let's limit the spins as much as possible. It's not the goddamn carnival, okay? This is sex. Not the state fair. Not the Milwaukee State Fair. All right, let's see. Don't leave your balls hanging. Your balls are more than a storage facility to be left unattended in the middle of nowhere. They are an erogenous zone, which you can use to heighten your orgasms. It's up to you to work out how to masturbate in a way which includes your testicles. Well, that's not helpful. Oh, here are some suggestions. You can pull them slightly downwards. Absolutely not. You can try caressing, stroking, or tickling them. Experiment to see which parts feel good. Ooh, yeah, I like to... You know what I like to do is take a Zippo lighter, turn it on. Now, don't put the flame on my balls. I let the lighter heat up. And then put the hot, and they blow it out and put the hot metal right on the seam of my ball. What are you, fucking nuts? Or you can just try holding them in a light but firm grip with the other hand. Okay, good advice. There's another good reason to spend some quality time with your balls. If you know what they feel like normally, you can look out for any unusual lumps. It's a bit off topic, but it's important that guys keep a lookout for testicular cancer. So don't be a stranger to your own body parts. Yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, I went to, oh, God. So at one point in my life, I went to Planned Parenthood, you know, for the old disease test. And the lady was like, how often do you check your balls? And I said, well, never. And she said something like, well, you should check them every so often. It's not like you're down there enough already. Which she was right. But it felt weird. This is why I think people don't go to Planned Parenthood. Because it's like getting a doctor's appointment from your weird aunt. Who's like, oh, you're feeling your balls, right? You would know if there was a thing going on in your balls. And you're like, ah, I mean, I'll take the advice. But I'd rather, if I could pick a source, you know, we might have a difference here. Might be time for like a public service announcement, huh? Hi, I'm Pete. You know, a lot of people say to me, I feel my balls, and I feel something down there, and I don't think it's balls. And I say to them, buddy, I'm glad you're feeling your balls, because you never know, testicular cancer is the number one killer of the marriage between Lance Armstrong and Sheryl Crow. So you don't want to get testicular cancer. You want to stay married to Sheryl Crow. She's going to be soaking up the sun with some other dude. Sheryl Crow. Soaking up the sun with some other bro. I'm Pete, and this has been a message about testicular cancer. You get the idea? Let's move on. Four. I don't know what the thing is, because we've done way more than four of the tips. Four. It's not just women that have multiple erogenous zones. If you think learning the best way to masturbate more pleasurable... What? Okay, that I read correctly. If you think learning the best way to masturbate more pleasurable is all about your penis, and maybe your balls, think again. Yeah, maybe pulling your balls off your body is a good way to go. The diagram here would suggest only women are blessed with... I'm looking at a diagram that's very hilarious, where it shows, you know, the top 10 erogenous zones, and for a woman, it's like her mouth, her neck, her area between her neck and her boobs, I guess. Her boobs, her belly button, pelvis. There's one that's vaguely pointing towards her vagina. Thigh, inner thigh as a separate. Inside of the knee, and heel of the foot. Okay. And then there's 10, and it's a guy, and it's all pointing to his cock. The diagram here would suggest only women are blessed with multiple erogenous zones, but the truth is that men are more sensitive than you may think. Goddamn right, I'm sensitive. Try touching your nipples in the way that you could a woman's, by experimenting with different strokes, pressure, and movement. Ah. You know, here's the problem I have. Sometimes I wish that I could just be outside of my body completely. Or maybe inside. I'm not sure. One of the two. But here's the thing. If I was beating off and rubbing my own nipple, I cannot help but think how this looks if someone were to walk in. Not that I'm afraid. I'm not thinking, oh, Christ, I hope no one walks in. You know, while I'm bent over so I can put my nipple in my own mouth and beat off. This is a move that ladies do in pornography that I don't fully understand. I mean, I guess if you're beating off, how different is it to rub your own nipple than to rub your own penis? It's really not that different. But something about it seems a little too decadent for my liking. Let's put it that way. Try caressing the inside of your thighs or your stomach. If there is anywhere that you know you are sensitive, don't be afraid to explore yourself with touch. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What a horrible world. Don't be afraid to explore yourself with touch. I hope to God that someday I have business cards so I can put that on there. Peter Dirk. HelpfulSnowman.com in italics. Don't be afraid to explore yourself with touch. Oh, God. Oh, I feel like this is what art teachers would say if they had to teach the health class portion of school. Oh, my God. Okay. I sort of get what this is saying. I think it's saying it's okay to sort of romance yourself a little. You know what I mean? You don't have to just, you know, jack off into your jack off jar where you keep your semen in the freezer and tell everyone it's frozen bacon fat. You can just you can take your time. Maybe plan to jack. Maybe be like, later tonight, I'm really gonna jack myself off. But I am not willing to go that far. I'm not willing to say, hey, God, let's really explore later. Yeah, I'm going to look myself in the mirror and be like, somebody's getting a finger in the ass later. See what you think. Moving south, the perineum. The perineum is the area in between your anus and balls. No duh. It is a soft padded area which is sensitive to touch. You can try caressing it or pushing gently onto it with your spare hand. That's worked for me in the past. Let's just move on. You don't need to hear about that, right? Six, the anus and the holy grail of the male G-spot. Oh, my God. And there's an image here. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out where this penis is. Oh, that's okay. There's a picture of a thigh and balls and a guy with his finger pretty deep in his ass. Two finger segments into his ass, so that's about 2 inches. There are some that say the male G-spot is a lost Atlantis, which never existed in the first place. But there is no doubt that there are parts inside the anus which respond very well to self-stimulation. For many guys, one of the best ways to masturbate is to include the anus. For many other guys, it's strictly a one-way street, not to be driven down. If you are open-minded enough to explore here, though, then you could be in for an orgasm-increasing treat. Here are some ideas for you. Whew. Okay, here we go. Make sure you use lubricant when playing in this street. Yeah, I agree with that. Make sure your nails are short and not sharp. Wow. Yeah, I guess I'd never really thought about that. I mean, you know what's weird? I've thought about this. I probably do the best at keeping my nails short if I think that I may end up, to put it delicately, destroying a woman's vagina with my fingers of rage. So I guess you'd have to do that for your butt. Put some lubricant on your finger. You kind of already said that, but you know what? Doesn't hurt to say it twice. Gently rub around the outside to begin with. Ugh. Okay, let's just finish these, and then I'll talk about why this doesn't work for me so well. Gently insert a finger as far as is comfortable. You can just keep the finger inside while masturbating. How do you do that? Do you lay on your side? Standing? I am not a good standing masturbator, by the way. I've tried. We've all tried it in the shower. You know, by necessity or just by fun. It doesn't work. It's too hard. It's steamy. You get warm. You feel like you're going to pass out. You know, your legs get real tired and then you're late for work. You can just keep the finger inside or move the finger gently in and out while masturbating. Oh my God. The G-spot is a small area a couple of inches inside. It will feel like a little ball just over an inch in diameter. This is because it is actually the outside of the prostate. I think they meant prostate. You can gently rub this spot if you manage to find it, and it is pleasurable. Stimulating the G-spot is known in the tantric sex world as a prostrate massage for that exact reason. They're confusing the words prostrate, which means like laid out, with prostate, which is a part inside the man's body. Okay, let's talk about why I know this won't work. Now, I'm not homophobic in that way at all. I love it when people think that, if a gay man wants to hit on me, I'm fine with that. You know, this has happened to me at work a couple times. I've gotten a couple offers and notes. It doesn't bother me. What bothers me about that is it's never come from... I've never had a woman leave me a note that's like, hey, you were hot, let's go fuck. It's always guys. That's the problem. It's not the guys, though. I'm flattered. I'm very flattered. It's cool. That doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I'm a little more upset. If I went into a gay club and didn't get hit on, I'd be more upset. What the hell's wrong with me? You know, if someone mistakes me for gay, I take that as a compliment. Because people who mistake me for gay are generally the people who are exposed to TV gay, which is fit and fun. Okay? Go fuck yourself. So it's not a gay thing with me putting my finger in the ass. Here's the problem. The times I've put a finger in my ass are all hemorrhoidal related. And we're not going to get too much into this. I did actually record some audio of me putting a hemorrhoid suppository into my ass, which I intended to release as punishment if, you know, something down the road. Maybe I'll say, hey, listeners, share on Facebook this week. Otherwise, somewhere in the next few episodes, I'm just going to, you know, without warning, implant this audio of me putting my own finger in my ass and narrating it, which I have not done. I love you guys. I need you. Sorry. I get burpy when I've been drinking this much booze. You know, I never realize how much booze I've had in a show until it's over and then I have to clean up and I have to make two trips to the kitchen and I'm like, fucking A. You went a little overboard, my friend. You need to go to bars and stuff with people you know and friends. So here's the thing. All my experiences putting my finger in my ass have been fairly negative. Not a positive time. Not a good time to have been enjoyed by all. I don't know if I could get away from that. Also, I feel like any, you know, the hemorrhoid, I've had hemorrhoids down there a few times. And I feel like when things are going good, I don't want to fuck with a winning system. Because if you've ever had a hemorrhoid, it sucks balls. It's pretty terrible. I just don't want to mess with it. I can't imagine getting away from thinking I'm doing something hemorrhoidal. Here's the other thing. And here's something I would suggest that I don't think is on this list. Sometimes there may be a road, and this is what has probably kept me doing my normal jacking off. There may be a road that goes down that is great. For example, I was listening to an old episode. I'm putting together a best of, by the way, so if you have clips you love, let me know. I was putting together a best of and talking about how I cleaned my bathroom mixing chemicals that, you know, I don't purposely mix the bad chemicals, but at the same time, I read a David Sedaris essay, and he was talking about how the mixture of bleach and chlorine makes poison gas and cleans amazingly. And then I thought, he seems pretty with it and smart, and he's made a success of himself. Why not me? If he can do it, so can I. If David Sedaris did that, you know, maybe I should just do everything like David Sedaris. And then I'll be fine. So, you know, I just mix everything. I don't purposely make poison gases, but, you know, I don't know what's in Tylex and what's in borax. I have no idea. I just dump all the stuff in and try and clean a bathtub that cannot be cleaned. It's like Lady Macbeth trying to clean the blood spot. There you go. After all these episodes, we finally, this is our first Shakespeare reference. Cheers. So anyway, I did all this stuff. I felt real high after that and then went to work feeling high. The day flew by. And that made me think, maybe I should do this thing where I strangle myself and beat off. Maybe it would be great. However, if you never go down that road, you don't have to worry that maybe it's great. You won't ever know. You won't know what you're missing. So it's fine. You know? And that's kind of how I feel about putting a finger in the ass. If I become real into that, that's a, you know, now I have to put my finger in my ass. Now I have to wash my hands before I go to bed, you know, when I'm jacking off. Or wear a glove and wash my hands in the morning. I don't know. A couple options there. The point is, unless you feel like you really are compelled to do these things, I would say skip the ones that seem like they'd be a lot more effort for perhaps less stimulation. And now I got to explain to my next girlfriend, I got to be like, all right, here's my list of things. I'm 30, I have braces, I've had failures in my last relationships because I cannot commit. I've got all the diseases you can imagine. I've, you know, had several head injuries that I think have resulted in some bad effects down the road. My family is in shambles. I hate everyone I've ever met. Anyway, so we should go on, you know, and now I have to add to, also, I need a finger in the butt. I don't need another thing. I've got plenty of caveats of, by the way, if we date, this is going to happen. So get ready for that. You know, we're doing just fine. Let's move on. 7. You don't just stick at one position during sex. Neither should you during masturbation. The best way to masturbate may seem like it is the simplest, and in some ways, it is. But if you just sit in your favorite chair or lie on your bed, oh God, your jack-off chair or your jack-off bed, you're not going to get anywhere near simulating sex. And as you will find out in part 3, simulating sex is one of the most important masturbation techniques. Here are 3 ways you can use your body more effectively. You can hold your penis under your body, lying on your bed on top of your hand, then thrust into your hand. Oh, God. Guys, girls, I just want to say something. Missionary sex is very tiring. Probably the most tiring form of sex for men. I just want everyone to know that. It's fun. It's good. It feels great. But you're basically doing a push-up for like 10 minutes. B, try kneeling or standing and thrusting into your hand. The idea is to keep your hand still and use your body to move. Body moving, body moving. C, change positions from time to time. Go from kneeling to standing, then to sitting, then swap, S-W-O-P. Jesus, that's spelled like WAP with an S. Swap hands. S-WAP hands. Anything you could think of to add variety and mix it up a little. Here's part of the problem with that. Okay. Yes, if you think you're going to end up having sex again in your life and your practice, if you consider masturbation sex practice, or you think you're going to ever have sex again that's fun for you and that you'll like, yeah, go ahead, go for it. Practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes penis. But if you're like me and you're just like, I might just jack off for the rest of my life. There was this movie called The Big Hit, and there was a bald black man named Bokeem Woodbine. In case you weren't sure that he was black by that name, his name was Bokeem Woodbine. And in that movie, his whole shtick was like, I just jack off. I do not date. I'm not getting married. Jacking off is my thing. Straight jacking, he called it. No, man, I just straight jacking. And there was a whole... This was one of the first DVDs I ever had. And so they had all the deleted scenes. That was a big thing back in the day, was deleted scenes. And there was probably 10 minutes of deleted scenes of him explaining how he had just gone to just jacking off, how this was going to be his lifestyle now, how this was like, it was like his sexual preference. Someone says, I'm straight, I'm gay, I'm bi, I jack off. I think this is the place I've come to. I don't, not by choice, not by my choice, but by the world's choice. So, I mean, simulating sex is kind of a, you know, I don't know if that's really a worthwhile pursuit. Part B, accessories to make masturbation even better. All right, I'm listening. The best way to masturbate, without a doubt, is with a fake vagina. Okay, I'm listening. I shouldn't need to point out the obvious differences between your hand and a real vagina. As I said earlier, masturbation is not only about personal pleasure, it is also an investment in your ability to maximize both you and your partner's pleasure during sex. Okay. That's why simulating sex as closely as possible is an excellent way to prepare yourself for the real deal. And importantly, it's also more fun and more exciting than only using your hand. There are two ways you can try to simulate a vagina, which you can then practice various masturbation techniques with. And lucky for you, I've also got those two ways covered. There's a picture of a fleshlight here. Oh, here we go. Read a review of the fleshlight realistic vagina. Or if you're not too keen on buying a professionally made one, your next best option is a homemade vagina. Oh my god. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a vagina at home. Oh, I'm tearing up. Hey, here's what we should do. I'm going to make my own vagina. Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on Amazon and say, okay, let's look at Fleshlight. Let's look at the reviews. Okay, so, oh, god damn it. It just refreshed on me. I typed in fleshlight. Sorry, guys. So let's explore. Let's do that. Okay, they said do the reviews. There are a few different ones. I don't see the reviews here, though. Let's see. Where are the people? Okay, apparently, fleshlights are made based on actual women. So, you know, you can have, like, the Jesse Jane Lotus fleshlight. You can have the Jessica Drake Lotus. You can have Stoya Swallow. You can have Riley Steele. You could have Riley Steele Lotus. I don't know what the difference is. Tegan Presley. Poor names are fucking dumb. The one that has the most reviews seems to be the Fleshlight Girl Jessie Jane Lotus. Let's open that up. Let's just see what they said. It's got a 4-star average. She's got underpants on and large cans. And I guess this is molded on her vagina. Let's see what the people said. There's 1 5-star, 1 4, and 1 3. 5-star. Great product. It works really good. You just have to use a lot of lube to get it working right. It is really awesome. I would recommend it to anyone with no punctuation, even at the end. That's by Joshua Givens. Good thing to actually put your full first and last name on, idiot. 4 stars. Not bad. Oh, God. I'm deployed to Afghanistan, and this product was a great investment. The only drawback is the planning, its use around available cleanup. But if you have a sink, soap, and water readily available, I don't see a problem at all. I've had it for about a month, and it's already showing signs of wear. But even if it doesn't last a year, I'd order a new one. Okay. Oh, my God. So I probably shouldn't take this when I go rafting and fuck it in the tent. Although, that would be the worst time, camping, and you have a fleshlight, and everyone's like, can you hand me a flashlight? And you hand them the fleshlight, and they're like, how do you turn this on? And you say, how do you turn me on, baby? High-five your friend, and then jump in the river and shoot yourself in the brain. Here's a 3-star. It's okay, but it's hard to clean if you don't clean it immediately after you, quote, finish. I'll buy an open-ended masturbator next time I want one. Masturbator. That's, ugh. Okay, I don't know. I mean, it's $62, which is not a big investment. You know, that's 6 months of my trying to sort of save in my savings account that I opened. So I don't know. But, I mean, this guy is saying it's worth it. Should we look at a couple other reviews? Ooh, there's one called Fleshlight Freaks Zombie. What is that? So that's like fucking a zombie? Is that what I'm to understand? Like a corpse? Ooh, here's one called a Twista. Okay, let's look at a couple other reviews until I don't find this funny anymore, and then we'll move on. Let's see. Ooh, this has a 3-star review and a 1-star. 3-star. Not like a real vagina. This is just from this year. But nothing can replace a real vagina. They're just so amazing. It's a good enough product. It's awkward to clean, but it does come all the way apart, so that's useful. I'd like to see the insides made a little more firmly and from longer-lasting material, but it feels pretty good. Apparently these, like, get destroyed. That's the second complaint I've seen about the stamina, let's call it, of the fake vagina, which I don't... I'd like to know. I mean, people should have to fill out a thing that says, well, I'm fucking this 8 times a day or, like, once a week. 1-star. Item is for men with low confidence who are perverts. How about trying this instead? Oh, this is great. Control your inner animal-like instincts for just a second. Use your excess testosterone at the gym. Work out, talk to women. Even small conversations at the gym, such as nice shoes. Clean your apartment. Read a challenging and intellectual book. Stop reading Maxim magazine and Playboy magazine. Go to a support group meeting in your community. Ask cashiers how their day is going. Do things to build your confidence. Ask a random girl out. You literally have 1,000 different things you could do to make better use of your time than use a masturbation device and lower your self-esteem in the process. Go talk to that pretty girl at the one store you've had your eye on. Don't use this advice. Sorry, don't use this device. I think this person makes a good and a horrible point. Here's the good point. Yes, if you want a girlfriend, you should listen to this person, I think. If that's what you really want, do it. If you want to jack off... I mean, I don't know. My apartment's very clean. I read books constantly. I don't read Maxim and Playboy magazine. I go to a therapist. That's like a support group. I do ask a cashier how their day is going. you know, the nice one at Starbucks who always asks how my day is going and got pregnant, and I think was a terrible accident because she was telling me how her sister had kids and she never wanted to. Ask a girl out, I don't really want to. I mean, here's the thing. I think that this is saying, like, oh, if you want to date a girl, which I agree with. All right, let's see. Katsuni Lotus. There's a 5-star and a 3-star. 5. Amazing. Next best thing to the real thing. Great when I'm away from home for a while. For work, might get a few more to try different ones out. Okay. 3. A bit of fun, but perhaps a lot of this is from new Fleshlight user perspective, but I'm not all that impressed. Seems to be a lot of hassle with the initial warming up bath, the lube, and the cleaning up after. I'm sure Miss Katsuni is much more welcoming in person. Oh, that just... oh, that crosses the line. So this guy is like, ooh, this... ooh, God. If you look at this thing, it's like a crazy-looking vagina. And then she's got her signature. It's like embossed on the side of the vagina. Why would she need to sign that? I'd believe you. I mean, I don't really know. How am I ever going to verify? Oh, yeah, that's definitely Katsuni's vagina. Or not. Obviously, I'm not. What? Are you fucking kidding me? Good God. Do not need to sign that. I don't need to see your signature as I'm fucking a tube with what is allegedly your vagina. That's insane. Oh, my God. That's very gross. Here's Fleshlight Freak's zombie. Fucking your brains out may not be the best idea. Okay. No reviews. No one's bought that one. So if someone wants to buy me that, there's only 12 left in stock. They're 3 new from $63.95. No used. If someone buys me a new Fleshlight, that'd be great. If you buy me a used one, I will kill myself. Here's the last one. Tara Patrick Twista. This has got negative reviews. This has a 3-star and a 1-star. 3-star, decent. Breaks up easy, but shipping was on time. People do this on Amazon. They say, well, it got to my house in 3 days. Okay. I mean, all right. But then it's like a vagina and you're basically, it's flaking off and, you know, your urethra becomes blocked with pieces of flesh. Good. 1-star, great product. It is a great product, or toy per se, but the one I ordered is not the one I received. Didn't know how hard it was to send the right one. Well, that's really helpful. You know, I like when people give a review like that. Ooh, which texture did you receive? Someone actually asked, which texture? So apparently these are known as textures. I'd like to make, you know, someday we'll sell merchandise for the show and it'll just be my penis. Everyone can buy a dildo molded after my penis. It'll be real nice, what do you call those? Conversation piece for your coffee table. I'm not totally sold on this Fleshlight option. I'm going to be honest. $60. Molded after porn stars. Like, shouldn't they find, like, a normal, you know, oh, you know, it'd be really great. People should do these after, you know, someone should send a letter to their ex-girlfriend and be like, how about it? I'll pay you $400 if you go to get a mold done. And then you just have to live with it for the rest of your life. All right, let's move on. Here's how you make your own fake vagina, because I've decided that's patently ridiculous. How about just make your own? Once you have yourself a fake vagina to play around with, you can use it in these ways. Oh, okay. Find out how to make a fake vagina using everyday objects. But this is like, trap the vagina between objects like pillows or a sofa and then thrust. So this is using a fake vagina, not constructing a vagina. That makes more sense. I mean, yeah, what am I going to do? Hold a fake vagina and then just do the jack-off motion with it? Good one. 9. Treat your body like a car engine. Don't forget to use lubricant. For the same reasons as you would use a fake vagina, lubricant is also essential in learning how to wank in the most... whether you're using a toy or just your hands, lubricant will get you that one step closer to the real thing. Keep calling sex the real thing. I guarantee you I've jacked off 500 times as many times as I've had sex. A real vagina is wet, slippery, and juicy. You know, maybe if you date a gross girl. At least it should be. So your dry palm is a poor cousin to that amazing experience. Lubricant, okay, good enough. 10, the double-edged sword of pornography. Pornography can be great if used the right way. Agree. Let's stop there. It can also be damaging. Rushed masturbation is a killer of your future sexual performance. And the one thing is sure to increase your arousal is your favorite porn. If you just switch it on, get yourself as excited as possible, and rush to climax, you may be shooting yourself in the foot. But if you use it as a tool... Okay. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for what it would be like to grow up with pornography like that. But, you know, as a 30-year-old man, I don't really have... I mean, I don't know. God forbid. I think I ejaculated a normal time during sex. Let's just say that and move on. Have a drink with me. Are you guys drunk? I'm drunk. You should be. I can't imagine this makes any sense. 11. Sex toys you never asked Santa for. There are a great variety of sex toys men can use in the conjunction with the masturbation techniques in this list. Cock rings and vibrating cock rings can add extra pleasure and also test your control. No thanks. In addition to a realistic vagina, you can also try out a realistic anus or mouth sleeve. Ugh, God. I mean, I don't know. You've already gone so far as to get the fake vagina. I mean, how many of these are you going to buy? You know, I don't know. If a guy has one, I'd say that's fine. Because let's be serious. Probably most ladies have or have had one vibrator. But do you need... Like, if I went to a lady's house and she had 7 vibrators, I'd say, Jesus Christ, what the hell is this? Blow-up dolls still exist. Fuck you. There are toys designed to stimulate your G-spot. I'm sure you can imagine what they might look like. So that's stuff that goes in your ass. No, thank you. We covered that, right? All right, we're near the end of the male portion here. Celebrate with a drink of liquor. I demand that of you. Over 30% of men will suffer from premature ejaculation at some point in their lives, meaning they come in under 2 minutes. Or longer, but still earlier than they or their partner desire. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Premature ejaculation. When does that happen? Because, I don't know. The women I've talked to and experienced, though it's a small pool, I mean, you know, okay, these songs are like, ooh, girl, I wanna fuck you all night in the bed, out on the porch, or in a hammock, my power, my pleasure, my pain. But really, let's be serious. I mean, how long do you want to add? Like, the sex, the in-out part, if it's longer than, I don't know, 10 minutes, is that fun? How long? At what point does it become not fun? It becomes not fun. Believe me. Just like anything. I mean, ride a Ferris wheel for 3 hours. You'll be like, this is fucking bullshit. I feel horrible. I wish this hadn't happened. And I see that Ferris wheel every time I close my eyes. So premature, I don't know. I mean, if you go like five to 10 minutes, you're probably all right. And you can always extend from there. One of the main reasons guys end up having this problem is because of the way they masturbate. Ask yourself these questions. Once you start masturbating, do you just go for it without thinking until you ejaculate? No, I light a fucking candle and read a romance novel. 2, when you masturbate, do you ejaculate in just a few minutes? Hopefully. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Stay up for 3 hours? Romancing myself? Pouring candle wax on my own nipples and then jacking off? That's what I do. I look up a Ricky Martin video, do what he does, and then beat off. If so, then there is the possibility you could end up with a problem when it comes to having real sex. To give a woman an orgasm, you need to last for between 10 and 20 minutes during sex on average. That's probably true. So you also need to last that long and preferably longer when masturbating. How would you do that? With the following techniques. Okay, the human traffic light, start and stop. Kegels, that's bullshit. Edging, surfing the wave. Breathe and relax. Summary. I mean, all right, yeah, if you want to beat off as a preparation for giving someone else an orgasm. But here's my advice. Can we all just beat off to try and get our time down? I mean, this is every other thing. People are trying to go for as fast as possible. Now, I'm not saying you have to, like, rip your penis in half like a blood banana and destroy it. Or, you know, turn your vagina just, I don't know how you do that speedily, but whatever the, you know, blood banana version of a vagina is. But let's just all work to get our time down. Like Olympic sprinters. No one's shooting for, well, let's do it sensually. You know, if I can get to the orgasm in 3 minutes and it takes you 800, one of us is going to continue to be satisfied while the other isn't. And that's going to be, who's that going to be worse for? Let's meet in the middle. I wish we could just pick a time. We could just say, like, all right, what's a good time? 10 minutes? 8? Let's just say 12 minutes. All right, and I think that's a... You know, that's the faster people coming a long way towards the longer people. But if we can do 12 minutes of sexing, that would be satisfactory. Can we just set a time? And then that way we all know what we're working towards. Let's switch over. I'm going to switch over to the lady portion, okay? Because I think that ladies might be getting different advice from non-ladies, also known as men. I think you might be getting different advice, and maybe me reading that advice will help me know. I'm part lady. We've all got chromosomes we share. I have a vagina directly above my penis, as many men do, I understand. I am told. I don't know. Let's take a look. I enjoyed the movie You Got Mail. Get in the mood. The most important thing you can do if you want to be sure that you climax when masturbating is first getting in the... This is already crazy. I think that I've beat off without climaxing like 5 times. And, you know, 3 of those times where I was so drunk that I passed out before I could finish. Didn't even know what I was doing and then woke up and was like, why am I still wearing jeans? Pulled down to my mid-thigh. Oh, it's because I was jacking off before I passed out from being drunk. So I guess, you know, get in the mood. Yeah, if that's what you need, go for it. Have a shower. Apply body lotion. Light candles. Play some music. Put on something really comfortable before you sit down in a nice comfy chair. For me, it's like, yeah, I was wearing jeans pulled down to my mid-thigh while laying on the floor and staring up at the ceiling. All right. Ensure privacy. If you want to truly relax and get in the mood before you start masturbating, make sure you won't be disturbed by anyone. Yeah, I mean, no duh. You know, if you've been doing this, this is a place where I think men could help ladies. You know, of course, when you live at home, you're going to get caught on some level having a boner, doing whatever. I had a really awkward moment. So I went, I ran cross country and they did an initiation every year. And there were a couple guys coming over. You know, what they do is they come to your house at like 5 in the morning and, you know, fuck with you basically. And then you go to breakfast and you're like, I'm in cross country. So my mom knew this was coming because the guys call to say, like, can you leave your door unlocked or whatever so we can come in and wake up your son and abuse him. And, you know, like any mom, my mom was like, that sounds so fun, you know, instead of saying, like, go fuck yourself. He's going to just sleep till the normal time. You know, do your own initiation. Just tell him, like, hey, how about the initiation is, you know, you run around and now you're in. So she told me afterwards, she was like, I didn't know if I should tell you because I didn't want you to be sleeping with like no clothes on, naked. You know, she basically wanted to figure out a way to ask me like, could you not sleep naked because there might be some guys knocking on your door at 5 in the morning? Which is understandable, but that's a healthy relationship with your parents when your mom is like, I don't know, maybe he sleeps naked. I have no fucking idea. I don't pay attention. So there you go. Be private. Not that hard. Your clit. Most find that having a clitoral orgasm is far easier than having a vaginal orgasm when learning how to masturbate. So first we're going to focus on the clit. Today's lesson is the clit. If you don't already know about your clit, Jesus, get it together, ladies. It's the small nub of firm skin that gets slightly bigger when you're aroused. It's the lady boner. It's located just above your vagina and is concealed under a small folds of skin. It's very sensitive, especially right after you climax. Yeah, I don't know, rub it, rub around it, touch that clit. I don't know. Fuck yourself. Literally. The clit. Okay, good one. I like how the clit, though, I mean, it's really unfair. You know, it's like, oh, guys are so bad at sex. And it's like, well, maybe because our part springs out straight away from the body. If you looked at us in profile, it would be very easy. I could just stand in a doorway. You stand on one side. I'll stand on the other side. When I have a boner, I just say, all right, anything you can see right now protruding out the doorway, that's the orgasmic zone. That's the erogenous zone. If you want to talk about putting a finger in my butt later, give me some wine. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. But, you know, it's pretty easy. And then it's like the clit. It's like, well, it retracts into the body under these hoods. You know, it's wearing a hooded sweatshirt. Only part of the body that has a built-in hooded sweatshirt. Makes sense. Makes a lot of fucking sense. Oh, yeah, the one part that it's like, I hope people really find it, is shrouded in mysticism. Hitting your G-spot. Another type of orgasm that many prefer to regular clitoral orgasms is the G-spot orgasm. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. But before you can start stimulating it, you need to actually find the G-spot. It only appears and becomes engorged when you are aroused. That is a horrible word. I hate how that word, engorged, is like used for gross things and then sex. That's really unfortunate. You know, engorged. I don't like that. We could do better. Using lube. If you have trouble reaching orgasm, or you just plain want to have a more pleasurable sensual experience, then I strongly recommend using lubricant, usually called lube. Is this for like 10-year-olds? Who is right? Oh, lube is short for lubricant. I had no idea. I've never been to change oil on a car because I'm 10. Jesus Christ. There are many different types of lube, whether it's water-based, oil-based, or something else. Okay, what else is there? So make sure to experiment with each to find out which you prefer and helps you to give the strongest orgasms. Guys, here's the one piece of legit helpful snowman advice. Oil-based lube can break down the effectiveness, the structural integrity of a latex condom. Water-based lube only, please. Plus, that rinses off. Don't be a dummy. That's my The More You Know segment. Hi, I'm Pete. Stop using the oil-based lube unless it's just you alone in a kiddie pool in a crazy-looking house and you just want to rub yourself. Then do whatever the hell you want. But in the meantime, use a water-based lube. It's better for you. It's better for the condom. It's just plain better. Using toys. A great way to intensify your orgasm. So far, this is kind of similar to the guy one. Romance yourself a little. Use lubricant and use toys. Here are some different toys. Vibrators are probably the best for replacing your fingers, in case you don't have fingers because they got blown off in the war. But make sure to spend a little extra when buying one so that you can get one with adjustably speeds. God, can anybody fucking write on these things? Get one with adjustably speeds. Sounds like a Nicolas Cage character from The Rock. Adjustably speeds. Has to break in. The vibrators that are stuck at high speed can prove to be too strong and intense. Yeah, no fucking shit. I mean, feel free if you're buying a vibrator. If you're going to put something on your vagina, feel free to spend like $40. Don't say, oh, this one's $4.99. That should be fine. Dildos are great for replacing your man's penis when he's not around. You'll also find that a lot of dildos double up as vibrators. Yeah, I mean, I guess you just don't turn on the vibrate, right? Dildo. That is the best word. Getting loaded. I don't know if I'm going to make it. There's a variety. Porn. Some love porn when masturbating. Some hate it. It's all a matter of personal preference. The next time you have some time and are alone while masturbating, try watching some porn to see if it intensifies the experience for you. But don't feel that you have to watch it. Some enjoy it while others don't. I have a theory about porn that I just developed today. Okay. We drink beer, we drink coffee, we drink wine, some of us, whiskey. These are acquired tastes. And the reason you acquire them is because you sort of like the effects of them while not liking the actual taste. I remember the first time I saw real porn, and it kind of grossed me out. Now, granted, I was in a room with like five other guys. This is how it used to happen back in the day, because you could not just pick up my phone and type in the word porn. I love how kids have a phone and they can type in, oh, porn. Good. You know. Wonder if anything will come up, and then it comes up. Oh, okay. Naked boobs. Porn. Back in the day, you just watched it. You know, so I go to this guy's house, meeting a couple other people there. We're going to go, I don't know, shoot off fireworks at the haunted field. And they're watching a porn. And I stand around. I feel very uncomfortable. But after a while, you get a taste for it because it makes your penis turn into a hard penis. I wonder if it may be the same for ladies. You know, it's not yummy at first, but get used to it. Here's what I recommend. Try this. Try looking at the porn that's just a lady or just a guy, you know, touching, loving, touching, feeling. See if that does it. You know, you don't have to start off with, oh, here's a girl standing in a thing while basically they waterboard her with semen. You don't have to start there. That's advanced. Let's start with something, you know, real basic. Erotica. Many see erotic novels as the female equivalent of pornography. Again, they are not for everyone, but are definitely worth trying at least once to see if they have any effect on what you fantasize and think about while you masturbate. Yeah, sure, why not? More powerful sex tips and techniques. Go to some site. I'm not going to tell you guys to go to another site. This was written by a man. Sean, S-E-A-N, if that doesn't make it bad enough. He's also from Ireland. Even worse. And apparently writes the Bad Girls Bible. I don't even... God. Learn secret blowjob techniques. Here's the secret blowjob technique. Give someone a blowjob. 119 sex positions. I mean, this is crazy, right? Here's 119. You sit on a chair and I stand behind you. I'd have to be too short. Sit on your man's lap. That's not that. Oh my God. I can't even tell. That looks like from Hellraiser. Lie on your side. Oh, that's real original. Okay. Arch your back and thrust your vagina into me. Launch pad. Okay. All right. This show is over. Everybody, we're done. Have we talked enough about jacking off for everybody? I mean, we've done it enough for me for sure. Thanks for listening. I don't know why you listen to this, but I appreciate it nonetheless. You know, I've learned a lot of lessons about bashing on listeners, so I mean, good for you, good for me. You know, if anyone has any masturbation techniques, write in with those. In all seriousness, in all sobriety, if you have a favorite show portion that you remember, whether you remember the episode or not, let me know. If you know the episode, that helps. If you don't, that's cool too. I'm putting together a best of because I just realized I have like 150 blank CDs, and I thought, why not put a best of on a CD and just throw it around and people can listen to it? Couldn't hurt, right? Get rid of these fucking CDs at the very least. That's really the main goal. I don't know. Tweet me and Facebook me nice things because I'm so sad and lonely. And, you know, have yourselves a good life and thanks for listening. You know, I need to try and fill talking until I feel like we're at the guitar solo because that sounds professional. And it's coming up, but I have a few seconds to waste. You know, you guys are so great. If you ever get loaded with me in real life, I'll probably hug you for about 40 minutes. Just ask Nicanor. This is an option for anyone who would like to avail. If you need a 40-minute hug, just give me like 7 or 8 whiskey shots, and we'll be there, man. We'll be hugging like crazy.
Saturday night, wrong side of town. Just set 'em up, knock 'em down.